rest of the story. The Secret Service agent did not even arch an eyebrow. After all, it was only Paul Skousen, the watch officer from the White House Situation Room over in the West Wing. They'd seen Paul 100 times before. Yes, they'd seen him carrying things, big sacks full of paper, for example. He sometimes collected them for Boy Scout paper drives. It had all checked out numerous times previous, so there was no reason to suspect anything now on that quiet weekend before Thanksgiving. Paul, lugging the huge, heavy bag, said hi as he passed. The agent nodded. Paul was outside the West Wing now, standing at the trunk of his 74 Impala. He turned the key. The lid popped up. With a grunt, Paul hoisted the big plastic bag into the trunk where it landed with a thud, and Paul got into the car and drove away. And it was not until this very moment in time, right now, today, that anybody in the White House ever knew the rest of the story. You see, that weekend before Thanksgiving, somebody had left a bag of trash in the White House Situation Room, and somebody had come down there to use the paper shredder because his own paper shredder in his own office was broken. And when he was done, he put the white, yellow, and brown shreds in a bag and left it there to be taken out as trash. Watch Officer Paul Skousen had no reason to suspect anything unusual about this, not back then. It was simply a gut feeling that someday this souvenir of the White House years might be interesting to have, and he kept that souvenir to this day. So right now, in a suburban garage somewhere, and yes, I do know where, amid the bicycles and used car tires and shovels and rakes, in a corner behind an old freezer not far from the lawnmower, is a plastic bag sealed shut with tape. Through its foggy translucency, intrigued family and friends have seen for themselves quarter-inch shreds of white, yellow, and brown, exploded remnants once integrated into a body of information that everybody in the world wanted to know. For the staffer, whose own paper shredder collapsed from exhaustion in those days before Thanksgiving 1986, the man who had left that bag of shredded documents in the White House Situation Room was Ollie North. Oliver North. Of course, you've heard of the Iran-Contra affair, the worldwide controversy, the arms for hostages controversy that shook the Reagan presidency. And you were told that the paper trail, proof of what really happened or did not, wound up in a million shreds someplace. Well, I'm not going to tell you the place, though I know where it is. It's in a quiet suburb out west. It's in the corner of a garage behind a freezer. That which the whole world had wanted to know about the Iran-Contra affair. It's all there. Perhaps awaiting the day that some mastermind or some supercomputer is capable of reassembling confetti. And then it'll tell us all the rest of the story.